All right, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. We're off. Today is Thursday. Woo! One more day. Closer to Friday. Get in those cars this morning. Slap on those seat belts. Click at a ticket. It's the law. Save your life and someone else's too. Good morning. I do not own any rights to the music that plays in the background. Always remember that. But I gotta get my tunes to get me to work. Let's get you a little bit of Baby Baby Baby, some TLC in your life this morning on the way to work. Let's get you a little 5 seconds of that glint. It's morning on the way to work. Keep it real, keep it 100. The 90s was the ish. All the music of the 90s was the ish. Some of it was a little bit okay, whatever, but majority fire. Well, guys, I hope you're getting your commute this morning on. It is 7:40 in your drive time. I am in your drive time, and I hope that we make it to work on a good commute. Today is Thursday. And I'll tell you what, I am ready for Friday. I'm so ready for Friday. So ready for it. So definitely get into work today and handle what you gotta handle and get on out of there. That's for certain. I'm one of those people where I used to go to work and let stuff bother me. Now I just don't even care. I guess, you know what? The older you get, the more seasoned you are. You don't have to worry about things, you know? It's just like things just bounce off of you. Just prickles off of you. You don't really care. You don't take none of that ish to the heart. You know, when you get older, you'll realize that, you know, for all those maybe in your teens, 20s, 30s, you'll get there. You'll get there where stuff just rolls off. Some of you may be already seasoned like that, but the older you get, the better it is. Speaking of age, today is my husband's 46th birthday. Yes, yes, yes. He is not the internet gyro guy. Like, he listens to me, you know what I'm saying? But he's not internet savvy. He doesn't even have Facebook. He doesn't even want it. He doesn't even care. I can put him all over mine all I want, but he's not into it. He just thinks it's trouble. Ladies, did you hear that? He thinks it's trouble. A man thinks the internet is trouble. Woo! For once in our lives, right? Hey, you know what, fellas? I'm going to get your back on it. Like I told you, I'll never pick a side, but I will get you back on subjects. And I feel like when you have a guy who thinks the internet is trouble, kudos to him. That means he wants to be dedicated to you in every which direction. He just thinks it's just another trap. That's all he thinks it is. Men set them up for failure, you know? So he just doesn't do the internet. He doesn't want to do the internet. And fellas, you know, I'm taking up for you. There are some real ones still out here that be like, mm-mm, no. Now, some of you do the internet because you got businesses. You know, you do things. You're networking. You know, my husband, he don't do any of the above that stuff, right? He's a hard worker. He works hard. But he don't want to do all that social media stuff. He's just not into it. But I put some all over my social media. He don't care. It's just him personally. He don't have time for it. He'd rather make some money. Now, if you did make money on the fucking internet, then yeah, of course. You know, but if you're not making money on the internet, why? You know, traffic's a little tight this morning, so we're trying to blend in and mix in. Be careful this morning with your traffic time, because it's a mess out here in the streets, trying to blend in. Anyway, so yes, he's a big 46. I asked him what he wanted to do for his birthday yesterday, and he's like, he wants to wait till the weekend, of course, because we got plans this weekend. But, you know, I'm like, no, 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 no. I'm like, well, you get off work, shower, get dressed, and I'm going to leave early work from work today, and we're going to go hit the casino. Let's go hit the casino. Let's see what we can win on your birthday. Never know. We can win $46 or we can win $4,600 a week, you win $46,000. You just never know. Keep hope alive. So come on, everybody. Cross your fingers for us tonight. Let's hope that we get past $46 a night. Hey, but if we win $46, hey, that means we won something, right? I hope you guys commute good this morning. It's 7:44 in your drive time. Relax, heading to work this morning. It's a little bit, misty, cloudy skies today. I don't know. It's like a little, I don't know how to say it. Shoot, I'm not the weather woman, even though I would love to be the weather woman growing up as a kid, but I'm not. But anyways, it's I don't know. It's like a little bit, like a fog over the sky. I don't know. Beautiful morning, though. Beautiful. Sun's coming up behind you. If you're heading eastbound, the sun's gonna fuck your face. I'm gonna say it just like that. It really is gonna fuck the shit out of your face this morning. But guess what? Let it grace you with good presence and wake you up. Fresh morning cup, right? Anyways, let's change the subject just a little bit, ladies. What do you think's a good idea for men for the birthdays? Like, I came up with some different ideas this year. Like, total different ideas. Far away from normally what I would do for my husband, because he's just, like, laid back, you know? His presentation is not too much, you know? He'd just be like, I'm good. I don't need that. I'm good. And then whatever he says he's good on, I just do it anyway. Because you ain't never good on nothing. You know, spoil your man rotten. It's okay. You know, I do. I'm a type that, you know, spoil him if you have to. Take care of him in that department. Some of it I'm TMI. But I'm sure you ladies get the drift. And fellas, are you the same way with your ladies? I don't know. I told him he better not work too hard today. So when I called him on his break this morning, he was happy. I'm like, okay, you at work feeling yourself. Just keep that same energy when I get off, so we can hit this highway and get on to this casino. So we hope that he's having a good morning at work and get through work and don't work too hard. Well, guys, it's 7:46 in your drive time, and I'm headed to work. I know you are too. Those of you who have made it, remember, get in there, work hard. Don't worry about anybody, what they got to say. You got that job, say what they did. So get your ass in your department and leave me alone. Have a wonderful day at work, guys. Until next time, sincerely, I am a mess.